is good in here to discuss sustaining contact. And I think as all of us experience, and from my experience, there's probably three main levels of service that we do. The first is, and probably the most important, is to find Mother's long lost jewels, to find our brothers and sisters, the BKs. And probably, and understandably, that's the main focus of our service everywhere. Is that true? I think it is. Secondly, to give the message to the world. And perhaps in the last 20 years, we've done major programs in different ways, from the Million Minutes of Peace right through to Just a Minute, which are major outreaches to communicate a simple message to all souls. The one other area is just the service of contacts, and perhaps we could say the influential people. Because sometimes Baba refers to them as VIPs and IPs and professionals and all that sort of thing. And my own personal experience is that this area is a little bit tricky. It's very clear with BKs. We give a course, and there's a whole method which we all understand in this group. Even when we do a project, we set up a clear method. But in actually serving these people that don't really, at this point of time, want to become BKs and yet have an attraction to us and what we do, you know, we don't really have clear methods. And secondly, my experience is it's very time consuming. And I feel one of the biggest challenges for most of us is that when you're doing a job, when you're running a centre, looking after the Brahmin family, coordinating service, to have the time to really spend with people and nurture them and care for them, it's a little bit more challenging. And yet, at the same time, Baba says many times to serve the mics, find the mics, and serve professional groups, because the world runs through this whole system of, you know, respect. When people have positional roles, they're respected. When we give the message, people perhaps don't listen so much, but when they do, they do. What I was just thinking, perhaps a good use of our time to begin with, because all of us here have quite a bit of experience of this, is we can do one of two things. Because actually, even in context, there's different types, aren't there? There's some that are real VIPs, and perhaps, you know, in the past we've described them as perhaps nationally known, if not internationally known people. That's one type of person that we're trying to serve. The second type is perhaps the influential people, professional people, leaders in their field. That's the second type. And the third type is just the context. And I wondered whether, if we divide into three groups, one can talk about the VIPs, one, you know, the professional service in a sense, and one just the context of the centre, those people who have a love and a friendship with the centre and want to support the centre in some way. And then we come back into the wider group, and each group can share the methods. But I was thinking of two questions, really. One question is, what are the spiritual qualities we need to serve these people? For instance, just my own experience is friendship. It's probably the most powerful thing for these people. The ability to make a friend and sustain a friend in a very pure and spiritual way. The second question, what practical methods do you use around the world? Now, what do you do? What methods have you used? What methods do you find work to sometimes create these contacts and sustain them in your centers? Because I know that we've all had experience in this. So does that sound okay if we do that until 5:30?
I would first like to hear from you, because you have a lot of experience in sustaining contacts.
Okay.
And I mean, I don't mind working in groups, but actually I was attracted to a big group, because over the years you've served many contacts and sustained them. we have a lot of expertise. Whereas, you know, some of us gather together, we just share our own ideas. But, and maybe a question and answer session with you, I would prefer that. I mean, I can ask you questions if you want. If you want to help you.
Well, I tell you what, I'll share a few of my experiences with you, and then, sure, I mean, I can answer questions, and then if everyone or anyone who wants to chip in, because the beauty of this group is it can be interactive. As I was saying, that, you know, some of the souls that do come in touch with Baba, I found, I'll tell you my own experience. At first, many years ago, when they were attracted by whatever it was, something about the knowledge, something about the service we do to the Brahmin family, the atmosphere, I think I had the thought to try to make them into BKs, you know. And quite frankly, a few of them did. But what I've really begun to learn is that some people want to sit on the fence with us and establish a relationship that is not just a friendship with us, they love our work, they don't really want to follow our principles. It's almost like BKs, we serve through changing our fans' guards, but they serve through their own specialties and uniqueness. And you know, many times I've thought, well, I have a limited amount of time, and there's now many, many friends in the centre, how do I use this time best of all? Because, you know, sometimes to spend an hour with somebody to chit-chat, have a cup of tea, have them to a meal is wonderful. But how many hours do we have to do that? And what we've experimented with a little bit recently in Sydney, we've got two groups going, and that is from 7 to 8 a.m. in the morning. I go to one place, and this man, he's an entrepreneur, and he's made sort of films, international films, and he is the sort of person who, you know, would bring out the Rolling Stones and all that sort of stuff. And he's quite an unusual character, to say the least. And I go to his home, and it's a wonderful setup. So I just walk in at 7 o'clock, and there's only a small group, and they're his friends, because he lives on the penthouse of like a 43rd floor of this building in Sydney. It's magnificent, has this wonderful view. And he has the music playing, and I just give a meditation commentary. And it's like, rather than giving a class, I do it as a commentary. Because my whole experience is that they're overloaded with information. They just want the atmosphere and the feeling. So I literally say hello, good morning, and then we sit down. And for maybe sometimes up to 40 minutes, we just meditate. And to find this time, you know, I find after work they're always late, they never have time, and they're tired. And I found actually, at least in Australia, that before work was quite good. And I heard it in The Hague, when I was in Holland, I mentioned this too, and they started it in Holland, and I found it worked really well at that time. And then after about 30 minutes or 40 minutes, I just will talk briefly on the theme of the meditation. And I've gone through, it's almost like teaching, but meditatively. It's totally in a meditative experience. And then we share something about that, or how that will apply to the week, or even develop a theme for the week. It's so simple. And then at 8 o'clock, those who want to leave, they go straight away. So they don't feel that I have to stay around, I have to talk, I have to socialize, or whatever. So it's sharp, because they're so time-conscious, these busy people. And if we're doing it in two places. I'm not doing it in the centre, because actually we don't have a centre really locally sort of central to these people, but it could happen in a centre. Or sometimes it's in, you know, it's in this contact house, and the other one is in a BK's house. But I've personally found that morning time with meditation experience just once a week, and it's a regular thing. They don't have to ring up and say, I'm coming, they can just turn up. And generally I've really found that that's been a very, very positive experience. And I suppose in saying that too, that the way I question myself is, these people, and this can be a general service, these people love atmosphere. I feel our specialty is creating atmosphere. And it's like when you create that atmosphere, it's like a balm that soothes the spirit. And I find every week that, you know, I just really needed that. And it's almost like to serve context, I think we have to become the masters of creating atmosphere. And that is two things. It's not only our spiritual vibrations, it's actually creating a soothing environment with music. Comfort, you know, it's really comfortable, it's unthreatening, they feel they don't have to be their role in that place, they can just come in. The thing they really liked in Australia was they could come and sit down, meditate, discuss, and leave. In one of the places, it's at the Tilamira, the Spanish Consul General comes. And he, I find, he just loves the meditation, but others not, he just goes. He's got to get off to work. But he feels really grateful we give him permission that we don't have to hold on. I just think it's that atmosphere which is there, which is really important. Otherwise, I found that over the years developing, you know, all the programs which we do, friendships, I think these people can do service that these kids can't. And there's one brother in Australia who's an author, and he writes books on stress and meditation, and he's a very big time author. He's been to Mother Nun twice. And in November he published a book, and it's about meditation. And he sold tens of thousands of copies, and a lot of people have contacted him on his email. And you know what he's done? He's sent them all to do retreats at the BKs, and he's there. He comes and he shares it with one of us, knowing that they will follow on with the BKs. And so it's like he's bringing a whole new, and they're all professional people, so this is Paul Wilson. And he's really now almost focusing all the people that email him or check into his website wanting more details. He'll send them on to us because his friendship has created trust and coming close. And I must admit, I've known him for 20 years. It's taken a while. You know, it takes time. But I don't underestimate how some people can really use their specialty. And I think I've learned to absolutely not expect them to go further, not expect them even sometimes to be vegetarians. Because if we take off that pressure to be like us, you know, some of them say that they really love our company because they can, you know, we don't put any pressure on them to follow this or follow that, and yet their friendship is such that they want to, you know, help in our task. One of them was told by Daddy Jenke that you should be a mic. Daddy, you know, Daddy, how much he said. And you know what he says? he says that so many times, oh, Daddy told me I have to be a mic. And this person is in the media, I'd say once a week, he will do a radio, television, or print interview, and almost every time he will say, I meditate with the Brahma Kumaris. He will say it regardless. He, you know, he's sort of almost as a thing. And he'll say to me, Daddy told me to be a mic, and I must admit, when Daddy told him, I thought, oh gosh, what would he think of that? And he loved it, you know, he loved the idea. And it's like he wants to serve, to promote the Brahma Kumaris lineage, not practice. And it's almost like we have to develop a wisdom to interact with these friends and allow them to play their part, because I believe, you know, they're the ones who really spread the message, and they're the ones who bring people to us. And my own experience is a lot of it is just developing, I would say, a genuine friendship with them. When they come to the center, have a little bit of meditation, create that atmosphere. And even inviting them to present at some of our programs and some of our events. I think that keeps them in touch. But very few, not often, they make the effort to come to us. And that's one of the challenges of context is, in my experience, is that it's mainly us. We have to make the effort. They do contact sometimes. But I've found that over the years many have become friends, and if I ring them at any time, they're almost always happy to help. And especially in a service task, almost always happy to help. And of course we have retreats for them occasionally. And I have a whole list of people, and I just every so often I just ring them. Or send an email to them and show an interest in their life, an interest in them. And slowly, slowly, I found some of them really want to come closer, and even some want to begin to practice a little bit more some of the other things. But I feel I've learned not to really hold that thought. And also I think that what I learned from just a minute in London, as far as I understand, and Anthony and others may be able to correct me on this, but you know, the VK solo together, so much of the work was done by friends. And I'm starting to feel, you know, at one of our retreat centres, we had a meeting recently where we invited all those who have goodwill for the retreat centre. So we had the VK to do a lot of the hard work, and we invited all these friends and asked them, would they like to help in any way? And all of them were so happy to lend their little finger. And sometimes I feel like, you know, all of us feel there's so much to do, and some of these people have expertise, or some of them want to support our work, and even sometimes that actually brings them closer. And I know in one of our retreat centres we have a reception from, you know, early morning till late at night, and a lot of the ladies that come in to do it, you wouldn't call them full VKs, but they're really cooperative, they do a lovely job, and they want to help. And just coming, they actually come closer and closer, because we can't afford to have reception for 18 hours a day, 7 days a week with VK. And yeah, I do feel that just our company is one of the things that really begins to bring them extremely close. And another thing we've just done recently in Australia anyway, is we've sort of created wings, I suppose, like India, but in areas of VK's interest. And one of the ideas is mainly to give opportunities, more opportunities for the family, but also to find people in those areas, you know, like the special contacts that will come close and serve those particular ones, especially in the performing arts and things like that. So I'd say in essence, for me, so much of it boils down to personal relationships, giving time to people, showing interest in people, encouraging people, listening to them, and learning to have an open-minded spiritual dialogue with people, and meditation, creating a real atmosphere that really touches them, and so they feel when they come to our, you know, our centre that there's something really special. Yes,
Andy. So I think you said two really well. You said one thing that I think is really important. And that is, I've known him for 20 years, and the idea of contact, you know, quite often, oh yeah, we're going to invite the Prime Minister, right? You can't invite the Prime Minister until you know him, right? And you can't know him unless you know him. And that takes a long time, because what he's knowing, it's not just meeting and saying hi, it's not like, it's about trust. So this notion of, in developing context, understanding that it's an incredibly long process. And the second thing that I happen to know because I've seen you operate is, and I've seen others operate, and it's very similar, maybe others here will relate to this. Where in business we say, you know, don't look at your customer as a pocket. Because they'll figure it out. And these high-level contacts are very sensitive to 1990s, when the consciousness is, oh, I'm doing this so that you can do something for me. And I think that this you know, discussion of, because you use the word genuine, and genuine doesn't mean good, it means genuine. Yeah, and that's probably the reason why those contacts that know, love, and trust you, know, love, and trust you, because they really understand that you don't want anything from them. You understand that when the relationship grows, and according to your understanding of drama and understanding what love wants, that everything's going to be fine, but your task is to serve them and to connect with them. Understanding that, according to the drama, and then it's going to be wonderful. And then the Martian looking from the outside in will be able to say, oh yeah, look, we have good contact, and we have human contact, and this is what happens. I think that's it's really important that we understand that, because it is possible to go into this process. Okay, I've got to make a contact, I'm going to be nice here, and invite them all there, but the vibration is now.
I think that's so true. And in the, like I said right at the beginning, I think the biggest challenge for most of us is time. You know, giving time to this. And really, as Anthony was saying, friendship. Because these people, you know, I remember once in Melbourne, there was one man there who's one of the richest men in the country. And I asked him once, you know, I asked him if your money made you happy. He said, it's made me more unhappy. And I said, why? He said, I don't know who to trust. Because he said, everyone, he came from, he's one of those self-made men, came from nothing. He was an Italian immigrant and he's now a billionaire. And he just said that he never knows the motive of people. And yet on the other hand, he was just, his whole thing in life was to find God. And I thought, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, if you've got those same scars, you know. It's really interesting. But I agree, it takes time, and I think if we have a desire, a attitude, a bit of the thing, just really become a friend to serve the soul. But then they offer, and I found like there's one judge in Australia, I go to see a lot, who's on the main High Court, Supreme Court, and every time we go and see him, he always says, you know, we have a meditation in his office, and he says, what can I do for you? And sometimes we say nothing, and sometimes we say something. So when they offer, it's a different thing, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are genuinely desirous. Why should we go to the richest people or influential people? And there are so many people here in our world, and they are close, and they need more attention and help, maybe. Why do we go?
I mean, I did on the Ulster, but even some VKs say, what's this about VIP service? You know, I mean, but actually, it is a direction from Baba, not for them only, but they have a voice which influences. And some VIPs might work at all, but they have a voice that influences. And, you know, when someone goes on the media, really, you could change one person. If they went on the international media and started to talk about the Brahma Kumaris, who has the international profile, it would change the Brahma Kumaris forever, just one person. And yet, it hasn't really happened yet. maybe there's a reason why that hasn't happened.
That was starting in a part of the time, you know, for us there. She said there are many NGOs and many people that serve the poor. But it's a lot more difficult to serve physically the rich people. And I think that's also one of the aims, like this man, this Italian you're mentioning, that you know, many people approach him to have no good trust because they want his money or his support. And so if we approach these people that so many other people approach with different intentions, but we are just offering something positive, good content.
Yeah.
But one thing that you mentioned in that moment is that you have a list of all the contacts to remind you that you have to phone them or write them. Because I find that if we don't have any excuse to contact them, then somehow the contact becomes more and more distant. So maybe the idea is to phone and say hello.
That's your specialty. I mean, I think I'm on that list, because you, out of the blue, find me out. And I'll tell you, listen, it's important, and you think about your relationship with others.
Thank you.
They will play their part. We won't you know, and once it's been here, I think we sow the seeds, but we don't know what role that Baba has in store for them in the future in some way. So I feel these friendships are really important. But I wonder if there's anyone, any of us here who have experiences or things to share that we'd like to share.
Students that we have listed in some of the schools and the ministry schools. And it was an opportunity for me to also get to know a lot of stuff that we were in the center, which is these quilted cards that we purchased. And lovely ones, beautiful colored quilted cards, which left me. So it's a couple thousand people sent out. And we were able to use them. People didn't come to the program, which is just about 20,000 of them. But many, many of them are called, oh, this blessing is sent me, it's so beautiful, it was so powerful to me. So when the team of the VIPs went down, we know I remember the little shop there, the gift card, cash card to get a bus. I was running up the stuff that was there, cash, which they didn't do the same. So when I got back home, right, and I had some part of the thing on that and send it to them, because it was so low, they were already called, I took it to this. They were more examples. The former president was one, and then the teacher, and he passed away when we were in the office. And the thing was, you know, when I called her about the news, and the news was going to call her, and I said, can you come to the funeral? She said, well, I even don't know what's happening. 2 days after, it was Friday, and we were having this retreat. 2 days after, the first place she went out was to the retreat. And when she came, I was having breakfast. She came, sat next to me, and took off the bag from my baby and told me. And when I was taking a week to come here, nobody understands. So I called her. So she said, you are taking me from your mother, right? I said, yes. So then I said, we have developed that closeness of relationship that you should see from this stuff. And I've got the whole family, just 1 minute more. How funny this thing has started. There was a very important letter that I had to write to the president a few years ago. I had no access to a computer or anything. And I wrote that letter by hand. The president himself called me and said, you wrote this letter with my hand, please? Well, I didn't know whether it was talking to Medvedev or to me, to all the years, or to all the children. So there are 3 things by 1, friendship, 2, maintaining equality, 3, never vanity, 4, continue to share your information with them. And this is one of the things that we know, that the president of the time, who was vice president of the president of the people, came to Medvedev just 2 years ago. Of maintaining having that patience and continue. She was formerly to restore health, we were there. She became a physician, we were there. Then find a position, we were there. So those of you who are in opposition, we cannot do something to do. There are those who are putting that to the impact in some way. They will do what is required to understand. Thank you.
We invite guests to the international programs that are called the Plant Global Capital Institute, that can marry peace of mind. One thing that I find it develops a friendship with one of our company members. So I would like you as an RCO to transmit to the RCOs that if you understand the diversity of the numbers of all of the time. But for example, we sent a professor to call the time one of our contacts here. And no friendship has developed. And actually, what happens also that some of the sisters or brothers, they live in centers, like you've been achieving all the time. But, and I think that helps to develop a relationship. But for example, in the case of this professor, the only sister that was going to school, couple of 3 times did some meditation there. She came much further than Barcelona. So it's like there's no more contact with that person. So I think that it's very important if this is considered in any other programs that we can add these VIPs or contact source. If we can accompany them, then that friendship. Like the second thing, when we had a special spiritual meeting and a few IPOVIP source came to me somehow, and I accompanied a guest from Spain, and during that week a very strong relationship you know, good friendship was developed, because it's a full week that you are sharing food. And so that shows so much empowerment, but also very good relationship was developed. But then I found that when they have such powerful experiences, you know, to sustain to the level of that quality of experience back in our country is a bit more difficult. And these souls are now going through quite a hard time. And I mean, now I got some ideas from what the church has spoken and the law, how it works. But sometimes we only come with a special program. And I know it's worth it just to organize special programs for these people, because it takes a lot of, you know, a lot of time to do it for them, like special lunch or... I mean, you said that finally what really is, always giving more thought, just a meditation, but you've done different types of things we love. Yeah, I've been thinking that so whether it's worth it or not, to organize transnational events with these people or some special programs and invite someone, even if it's not a senior, but someone from our country to see a different place and maybe you will have a teacher with that person.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to mention that twice I've taken journalism, very IT journalism at the community foundation to people and I really recommend them. They were maybe critical while they were here in Charlie. But when they came back to Iceland, this was their real experience of life and business. And then remember it was only the positive things. And they keep them still in contact and they do a lot of service. When Daddy was in Iceland, it was them. I contact them also. Like when I came here, I gave them a little bit of a email and asked them if they need something from out of our internship for something, you know, because they are very, very appreciated. But we are all in contact. And they come once a week, twice a month, for meditation, special meditation on lunch, when after the group, they come to have special meditation. But at the center, they like the atmosphere, they like the conscious center, which I think is also very good, even I like the fact that you have to be emotional for the purpose, but peace of mind has worked and wanted. And then you are with them for a whole week, like you came here, and you develop this friendship.
Mm-hmm.
So it's completely
different. Friendship is definitely the foundation for this time of service for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you know this about physical, no? It's normal, and this happens to be we had a journalism program in Mexico with Japanese. We had those contacts, but we didn't have them. And I think that it's very good to invite them to an international program. Everybody likes to go abroad for an international program. And then to have national programs. And we'd like to do it. And also, to organize among interdisciplinary dialogue. They love to share with someone who's completely different from their own profession. That can be helpful. They also like breakfast. And it's true that the early hours in the morning are the best.
One more thing, it is very good to stand and walk on Thursday. If you can stand and walk and do the television station or wherever they are, that you're a part of the folk of love.
It's amazing how those little things are touching. One of the sisters in Australia worked for the main scientific agency. And at Christmas time she gave everyone a blessing and a little toddy. And she said she thought she was terrified that they would just think I was silly, and she just could not believe how they were touched. So as Harry was saying, all those sort of things, those little things where you go and visit them even for 10 minutes and give them something, it sustains a friendship that's established. Anyone else who is quickly?
Yeah.
Это просто фотосессия, будет какая-то коротенькая аннотация, что там происходило. И это очень радует.
Это Надежда from Russia, Moscow. She is an editor by the profession. And she said that those who work with purity is work nicely, but maybe we can all together create some newspaper or magazine where we can print some interesting service news about international projects or programs with a lot of pictures and some interesting material, especially for the server, to send through contact. This is her suggestion.
Thank you. Wonderful idea. Who would like to? Anyone volunteer? But it's true. And it will happen one day that we have quality materials. But, you know, it depends on the place. You know, it's obviously worked in Trinidad well using purity. Some places it works, some places may not. I know it's just for a few minutes, but if anyone hasn't shared it.
I have a question before the time.
Yes,
To contact the CI people, because in Costa Rica we have the University of Phoenix, and we have the Lucas, which is express that this kind of person, this thing helps me a lot, but to create new VIP contacts, for example, when you call me, the official letter, no, we have now the Nobel of Peace as president, so when he begin to president last year, Mr. Mukim sent a letter to him from Ramakumar officially. So this kind of thing, if you know some of that thing, it will be very helpful to give ideas to how to create new concepts. Because sustaining is very good to create new ones, VIP, because I think I feel easier, but VIP is
I mean, there would be many ideas about that, but you know, sometimes they just come to us. It's amazing. And I know when we have retreats in Australia now for these people, I always write to those I'm closest to and say, please feel free to invite your friends. And actually, the network increases because they trust their friends, and if their friends invite them. Because otherwise, we dip into the same pool all the time, it's true. But you know, sometimes when you look at it, you read newspapers, you hear information about somebody who has some inkling of spirituality or interest. You know how many times you get appointments and tell them what you do? And sometimes it just clicks, sometimes it doesn't. And that's one of the things I was feeling, is that if we try to, you know, serve somebody and they just don't respond back two or three or four times, don't worry. You know, or they've come to a program and when they come back, they just don't come again.
Yes, absolutely. You can't go straight to the VIP. You can't go.
Yes.
I don't have much experience in reality. Not from my heart. I could have spent too much time. But I have experience with what Nikki does in Jordan, and I have been there a few times. And right from King up to the wall, everyone, they are closely in contact, you know, and they're coming to the center quite often, you know, with this kind of relationship. What she said, I asked what we can do, and she said, create an organization. And it can be like a magazine once in 6 months, you know. And this is an issue to knock on the door of anyone. And I want to take an interview with you, you know, on some political issue sometimes. And they have it. You know, you are not taking from them, you are giving them something. You know, and so it may be a good idea to think with that way. You know, and you can you think some person, you know, it would be good, you want some access to know on your own. And if you can choose a job, blocking job, which takes you there, that is perfect. Otherwise, create a structure, be creative.
How can he connect with you and your community?
It's a terrible question. We won't have to finish up in 30 seconds.
Recently, my dad started in Australia. Actually, 6 people are supposed to come to England. One was the Minister of Trade and Industry, the architect, and his wife. And Delhi, they asked for him to go to a hotel in Mount Abu Ghraib, and he got a United Spoke. And the system was the system called the program, the wife, like, in Hong Kong. And what it is, he just didn't come. What should we do? One, two. 2005, the he was a private visit to India and he decided to come and visit on the tree. And the first thing he was told, don't come and visit, come on and visit all. He changed his program to come and visit all. Then he was told, don't come and visit, I'll come and visit all. And after all the change and everything, he went as far as the next board and went back to come and visit. What are the guidelines for him to visit?
Good lessons to learn from a bad experience again. You have to be flexible.
Okay, thanks everyone. I think in this next session we have to continue from where we left off this morning because we didn't finish. And there will be a little round up of humans of everything. Does anyone would like to share something of what was discussed from this group? Anyone volunteer? With the whole group, yeah. Would you like to hear?
And that's a lot from our business.
Would everyone say this? Would you like to hear? Yeah. Yeah. Just share with the whole group. As you can see, there's no sort of method in there with this. It's sort of it's to do with your personal relationships. I think that's just absolutely fundamental. And that's why I can just do it. Try something appropriate, try something. And really, as I was saying, I know all our environments are different, but I found that all the things I've done, the 7 to 8 meditation on a regular basis once a week, they might have been the VIP type or the IP type. It seems to really recommend it, it seems to work quite well. So try it if you feel, see how you go. So thanks so much, everyone. I'm going to go play that.
Make John Moyer with family exclusion.
Yeah.
We've done that with family university.
Thank you.